couch in her radio office. See what she's got to say. The reelected mayor of Lansing, Andy Shore, will be here. I will find out when we get free buses. Well, that's what the mayor of New York said he's going to do. Steve Linder will be here, too, to talk about the very same subject. The he says anti-Israel new mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani. And Mike Nichols is here from the Nichols Law Firm. We're going to talk about some of the more, egregious cases. And the reason we do that is sometimes they're shocking and sometimes they serve as cautionary tales for the rest of us. Stay tuned for all of that. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says partial SNAP payments are going to start going out on Saturday. It's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Agricultural Department is going to reduce the payments to 50% of the normal for 1.4 Michigan people, Michiganders, Michiganese, Michiganians who get those payments. So you're going to get a 50% haircut. And it's going to start showing up on your debit card November 8th if you normally get them on the 3rd or the 5th or the 7th of the month. This is all because of the government shutdown, and it was ordered by a court decision. So there's that. Michigan Attorney General's Office, that's Dana Nessel, says 28-year-old Darren Martin of Marion has been sentenced to between 17 and 30 years in prison from an assault and a high-speed chase back in July. No contest to assault with intent to murder. Michigan State Police and the Wexford County Sheriff's Office responded to 911 calls from Cadillac, where we're heard on WATT. And a witness says Martin led them on a police chase and pointed a gun at them, and they shot him in response. Wild. Southbound U.S. 131 in Allegan County, where we're heard on WTKG between 100th Street and 146th Avenue. This might stay closed until Sunday because a semi hit the 142nd Avenue overpass in Door Township and damaged the bridge. So they have to replace a beam that was damaged, and so the traffic is being detoured at 100th Street Southwest to South Division and down to 146th and back on to 131. 40-year-old man airlifted to the hospital after he crashed his Jeep in Grand Haven Township Wednesday morning, hit a tree on Mercury Drive. He didn't stop at the intersection of Mercury and Comstock, and the Jeep rolled over, and he was thrown out of it. So they flew him to the hospital, and the crash is still under investigation. And in the legislature, there are some bipartisan bills now under consideration by the House to increase the penalty for drivers who hit and injure pedestrians or bicyclists. 5-year felony punishable by $5,000 fine. If that pedestrian or bicyclist is killed, 10 years in prison. Julie Rogers of Kalamazoo, the state representative, where we're heard on WKZO, and the Republican, Pauline Wenzel, who's been on the program from Waterville. Bipartisan effort there. Thank you very much for what it's worth. Okay, Tigers announced their spring training schedule, much to Tony Cuthbert's dismay. And we'll talk about that in sports coming up. And more on the mayor of Detroit and her plans for the city. If you're going to the city, visit Detroit.com is the place to plan that trip. And you can go to Detroit, have yourself a really nice time, and maybe see the Lions or the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Well, there are plenty of other reasons to go to the city. It's MPS with you through the AT&T microphones on a lovely day.
When the day that lies ahead of me seemed impossible to face, someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gone.
Winning Camping's about to take off at Fire Keepers. Don't miss the Vacay Your Way trip giveaway on Saturday, November 29th. Win a share of over $170,000 in vacation vouchers and Red Hot credits. At 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., three winners each receive a vacation voucher worth up to $5,000 and up to $2,500 in Red Hot credits. At 6 p.m., three winners get a $10,000 voucher and $5,000 in Red Hot credits. Then at 8 p.m., two more winners receive a vacation voucher for $15,000 and $7,500 in Red Hot credits. At 10 p.m., it's the grand prize drawing for a $20,000 vacation voucher plus $10,000 in Red Hot credits. Earn entries daily, plus earn double entries every Wednesday now through November 29th for the Vacay Your Way trip giveaway. The best giveaways, the biggest guaranteed prizes, only at Fire Keepers. Get your Vegas on at Fire Keepers Casino Hotel, I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Management reserves all rights.
On each episode of My Business Matters, the Michigan Chamber podcast, a Michigan Chamber team member will sit down with a special guest or guests who are influential employers, policymakers, and leaders here in Michigan. We'll discuss relevant, timely issues affecting our state's economy, workforce, and our communities. We'll help foster pragmatic problem solving, and we'll do it with civility. Each episode is 15 to 20 minutes in length, just long enough to get the key updates and hear those important conversations while being short enough to listen on your commute or that break during your day. Check out our latest episode hosted by me, Jim Holcomb, Michigan Chamber President and CEO. We'll talk about Line 5 and building the Great Lakes Tunnel. It's one of the biggest infrastructure projects in Michigan history. Tune in and learn more. Like and subscribe to My Business Matters podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Just search MI Business Matters. Until we connect next time on My Business Matters, I'm Jim Holcomb, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
There's an app for those who want to know. 1240. The free 1240 WJIM app is in your app store today. Stay up to date on the latest news stories that affect you here in Lansing and around the world. Know the weather before you go, traffic and school closings. Never miss another moment from your favorite voices in talk radio. The 1240 WJIM app is in your app store today. Lansing's Big Talker. 1240 WJIM.
God is great, there is good, and people are crazy. You said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? You said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, he lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, people are crazy.
That's fair enough. Blue Cross has Michigan covered head to toe, inside and out, ready to help with health and wellness resources for the body and mind. And you can learn more at bcbsm.com. It's Michael Patrick Shields.
Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire.
Yeah, how about some perspective in life? The latest of it comes from Bill O'Brien, who sounded off on a reporter. Now, Bill O'Brien's Boston College team is 1-8, and they lost to Notre Dame, a Catholic rival, if you will. And the irony of it all is that Boston College played Michigan State earlier this year, Tony Cuthbert.
Yeah, it was at Spartan Stadium, and at the time it was considered a big win for the Michigan State Spartans, and ever forward for the team. Let's make a bowl game and maybe more than that, and they haven't won a game since then.
Okay, so they can relate. So imagine this. Bill O'Brien goes into the locker room after the game, and he gives his press conference, and a reporter asks a question, and he did not like it.
Coach, wondering, give a message to fans, obviously losing to Notre Dame Catholic school rival, 1-8 now in the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans. They're just really
down. I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up, like, once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Okay. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, not every team can win every week. There have to be some teams that lose. Now, 1-8 is not a great record, and you want all the teams to be 500? Is that what it's going to be? The demand on college football is outrageous. It used to be this charming thing where you won and you lost and you played for your conference and whatever, but now, you know, it's easy for a reporter to walk in there and say he represents the fans. What message do you have for the disappointed people? Well, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose and sometimes it rains. For the first time in 57 years, a pope attended the swearing-in ceremony of the Pontifical Swiss Guard. Pope Leo took part in the event, held in the Damaso courtyard at the Vatican. 27 new recruits pledged their loyalty. Very colorful, the Swiss Guard. If you've ever been to the Vatican, they have striped pants. It looks like something out of the Middle Ages. But I guess those guys are lethal. I don't think they have guns. They have these big sort of pickaxe-looking thing. Anyway, it's the first time since Pope Paul in 1968 attended that ceremony. So Pope Leo, who was educated in Michigan in parts and was born in Chicago, was attending that ceremony, and he made some news. He often does, being what we would consider, I guess, to be the American Pope. But he gave a couple of questions in a press conference, and he talked about migration. And it's very... the media in the United States is quick to say that he's criticizing Donald Trump. But the Pope is warning that, you know, bombing Venezuelan ships suspected of carrying drugs risks increasing the tensions in the region. And he also said that there ought to be deep reflection on how migrants are treated in the United States, because some people are, you know, affected by the policy. Said he would take one or two questions, and then that was the point, I guess. And he spoke in English. And so it's an issue that matters to him personally. He spent a lot of his life in Peru, so he understands the plight of the migrant. And but the bottom line is he's very much in line philosophically with the previous pope and the one before that. But then when you get to John Paul II, it's a different matter. But that's that. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there will be 10% of flights at 40 major airports cut on Friday against some deal is made to end the government shutdown. It's in its 37th day now. 13,000. I have such fuzzy math. 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 TSA agents are working without pay. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. By the way, Diddy's been telling people that he's going to get a pardon from Donald Trump early next year. I don't know if that's a certain way to not get one, and how the Bush Telegraph gets that news out of the jail. But, yeah. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum got groped by a guy during a public appearance. Tried to kiss her on the neck and put his hands on her body. He's been arrested and she's filing a complaint. Can you imagine? Russia's testing its nuclear weapons. United States testing its nuclear weapons. Some driver plowed into a crowd with his car on a French island screaming out Allah Akbar. It's a dangerous world, man. Be careful.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at LinkedIn.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jonathan Smith Show is back for another season on the Lansing Sports Network. Every week, hear directly from the head coach of the Michigan State Spartans as he breaks down the latest games, previews what's ahead, and gives you an inside look at Spartan football. Powered by Carpet Studio Flooring America, Blue Sky Painting, Playa Bowls, The Meridian Group, Grosbeck Golf Course, on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM.
Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields.
Mark Brewer, he was the longest serving chair in the history of Michigan's Democrat Party.
Do you feel betrayed by Mike Duggan as a Democrat?
It's a bad time to leave the Democratic Party. Last night was a great night for Democrats across the entire country. And now Duggan says, well, this is a time I'm going to abandon the Democratic Party and strike out as independent. That didn't work out so well.
Blue Cross has Michigan covered head to toe, inside and out, ready to help with health and wellness resources for the body and mind. And you can learn more at bcbsm.com. Finances for the holidays. I know you're ready to spend, ready to buy presents and so forth. David Hall, financial expert and the founder of Hall Financial. You can find him at 866-CALL-HALL. Or callhallfirst.com has some ideas.
You know, you just really want to manage your debt and be smart with your equity. And now those are all the things that we talk to folks about. You call us at Hall Financial or you inquire online. Really, if you have a nice 5, 10, 15-minute conversation, however long you want to have it, you can really get a handle on what you can and can't do based on your situation. So we always encourage the phone call. And one of the reasons that we have nearly 7,000 five-star reviews is the way that we interact with people. And it's an exciting time for us right now with the holidays coming up to help people to manage their money instead of scrambling in January, maybe when we've overspent. So let's make a budget. Let's focus on what we need to do so that we're financially successful and using our home mortgage as a part of that.
Yeah, a cash-out refinance or a home equity loan can be arranged right through David Hall at 866-CALL-HALL or callhallfirst.com. Speaking of finances, Andy Hetzel says competition among drug makers is a good thing for bringing down the cost of health insurance.
Competition, as we all know, lowers price. The more competitors that you have selling a product, the more choice there is in the market, and that choice lowers prices. Companies compete on price, and that is not what's happening in the prescription drug space right now. For a lot of drugs that are granted these patent monopolies 10, 15 years or more, and until the government reforms that practice and allows competition to get to the market faster, we at Blue Cross want to do what we can to innovate. Biosimilar, we intend to introduce more as these high-cost drugs come off of patent in the future.
As we get toward the gales of November, we know Mother Nature doesn't hold back. Consumers Energy is ready, you can visit consumersenergy.com/reliable and learn more.
The biggest names in talk.
Where we all come to talk.
The best news coverage.
I like good local and reliable news.
Michigan State Sports, 1240 WJIM. Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM. Local news and weather first.
From the WILX newsroom, I'm Maureen Halliday on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM. A large house fire is now under investigation in Meridian Township. That fire broke out around 4:30 this morning in the 1900 block of Yuma Trail. News 10 spoke with a homeowner who says the fire started outside of her home and then made its way to the roof. She says everybody was able to make it out of the home safely, except for some pets. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. Lansing School District Superintendent Ben Schuldiner has been selected as the next superintendent of Seattle Public Schools in Washington State. A contract with salary and a start date still needs to be finalized before the school board votes to approve him as the next superintendent. Previously, Schuldiner was a finalist for a superintendent position in Las Vegas and Louisville, but he did not get either of those jobs. Schuldiner has served as superintendent in Lansing since 2021. Happening today, the big red holiday ornaments will be installed in downtown Lansing. Once they're up, you can enter to be part of a photo contest with the ornaments. If you post a selfie with them, you have a chance to win downtown digital dollars that you can spend at local shops. This is all leading up to the Big Red Ball Gala on Saturday. You can find tickets for that at downtownlansing.org. From the WILX newsroom, I'm Maureen Halliday on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM.
Lansing's Big Talker. Big Talker. 1240 WJIM.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a taste of the beach right here in East Lansing? Swing by Playa Bowls, New Jersey's original acai shop, now serving up good vibes at 225 East Grand River Avenue across from MSU campus. From refreshing acai and pitaya bowls to coconut and mango creations loaded with fresh fruit and toppings. With vegan, dairy-free, and gluten-free options available, every bite feels like sunshine in a bowl. We're open every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Need to feed a crowd? We've got catering packages too. So grab your friends, grab a spoon, and dive into Playa Bowls. Where the beach meets the bowl.
Wendy's new Snickerdoodle Cookie Frosty Fusion is the perfect holiday gift. With rich frosty and chunks of Snickerdoodle cookies, it's the one thing on everyone's list. Not mine, though. I don't need anything. Definitely don't get me a Snickerdoodle Frosty that comes in vanilla or chocolate. How would you even get it to me anyways? I mean, no, I'm totally good. Please get me one. I want one so bad. For the frosty gift everyone's asking for, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location.
The Tigers' Den is right here.
This one's gone!
Catch the fever of Detroit Tigers baseball all season long while you're on the go.
Way back and gone!
Never miss another pitch again on Lansing's exclusive home for Detroit Tigers baseball, 1240 WJIM. Find game times and more in the Lansing Sports Network app.
Powered by the Meridian Company and Carpet Studio Flooring America.
The Tiger's Den is here in Lansing on 1240 WJIM. Straight facts.
Straight facts.
Straight talk.
Straight talk.
On Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM. 1-2-4-0.
Our next guest was a Navy SEAL, dedicated his life to serving his country, and still does, and now wants to serve in the United States House of Representatives. Stay tuned for that. A graduate of the University of Michigan, joined the Navy shortly after college, became a Navy SEAL, deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa, and the Pacific. And after working in all those dangerous places and going through Hell Week and all the rest of it, carried the nuclear football, the briefcase that contains the tools the president would need if there was a catastrophic threat, including the nuclear codes. And he did that for President Barack Obama. In fact, if you were to put on Netflix, one of the number one movies that's there right now is called House of Dynamite. Catherine Bigelow is the director. And it is the story of what happens if a nuclear missile is headed toward the United States. I think you have 18 minutes. And they split the film into three chapters. So you get to see three different perspectives. One is from the White House Situation Room. The other is at Strategic Command. And the third is with the president himself, played by Idris Elba. Here's the trailer for House of Dynamite.
Current flight trajectory is consistent with impact somewhere in the continental United States.
Have we seen DEFCON 2 before?
No.
Is this real?
STRATCOM is asking for launch instructions right now.
I'm going to need you to break.
We're talking about hitting a bullet with a bullet.
So it's a That's what 50
Stressful, because they don't know who shot the missile. They don't know if we should respond, we being the United States, with another missile of our own in that case. And there's communication issues, too. They can't reach the president. The line is a little spotty. They're moving him around. I mean, he's on the basketball floor doing an exhibition of some sort. And he's doing it with, who is that? Angel Reese. And anyway, then they put him in Marine One and he's flying around. And the guy next to him is the member of the military who has the briefcase with the nuclear codes. Matt Masdom did that. He's a candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. He would be going up against the first term veteran who served in the Michigan legislature. Mr. Masdom is with us right this moment, retired Navy SEAL. Thank you for your service and for being available.
Thank you, Michael Patrick Shields. It's great to be here. I appreciate you coming back.
How realistic is that movie?
It doesn't give away any state secrets, but it is an entertaining version of a scenario that is really challenging. So I watched it with my wife, and she said, this movie makes my palms sweat. So, and her comment kind of surprised me because, you know, it was my life for 2.5 years to carry the bag and be ready for that kind of thing. And it still made her nervous years later that a scenario like this could exist. So it was good.
When you saw the way that the young fella carrying the bag was actually kind of consulted by the president, and he didn't really want to say anything. He said, it's not my job. I just provide the codes to you. And the president says, you know, young man, I'm counting on you to give me an opinion. Would that have happened with you? Were you prepared to sort of counsel the president in an intimate situation like that?
Well, I can't say too much here. You know, you have to be careful about security and things like that, but you have a little influence on that conversation, so you have knowledge of what's going on, and so it's helpful for somebody who's newer to those situations, although they have to make the decision.
Do you think it's likely that the United States would not know where that missile came from, as is depicted in the movie? I don't want to spoil it for people, but, I mean, is that possible?
It's hard to say. It would definitely be concerning. You know, it would cause me pause for it to just appear, right? In the movie, it just kind of appears. And, you know, it would make me think, is this real if something like that happened? And so if somebody was trying to trick you into a response or make you think that something was there that wasn't, you know, it would cause some concern that things might not be what you see.
18 minutes is the amount of time in the movie that we see from launch until the missile impacts. It's aimed at Chicago, for what it's worth. Is that an accurate figure?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it probably varies a great deal from, you know, where it starts and where it's supposed to end and how it's delivered and things like that. So it would be, you know, I would be ready to move very quickly is what I would say. And we're ready for those kind of scenarios as a country. So we practice them. We make sure things are as good as they can be in very hard situations. So, it takes a lot of calm under pressure. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of thoughtful response. It's one you definitely don't want to get wrong in terms of how you respond.
You mentioned your wife, Laura. She's a naval helicopter pilot, too. You met her at survival school. You have two boys, and your cat is named Captain America. Doesn't get more star-spangled than your family, that's for sure. And we appreciate her service, too. They should send people to survival school before they get married in the first place, it seemed to me, whether they're in the military or not. But that's just a little joke on the side there. Did you and the president, President Obama, being in that situation together like that all the time, develop a relationship? Or you just sort of just stay silent in the background and hope you're never needed?
Oh, no, you develop a relationship. I mean, yeah. You don't want the first time you have a challenging conversation to be the first time you're having a conversation, right? And President Obama was great. He was the smartest guy in the room. He's a great dad. He's a great friend. He's a great husband, right? And so he was always on point with what he was talking about and thinking about. And so it's something you want to develop and talk through, just being a regular person with him. So I would work out with him sometimes, and we would chat, right, and just have regular conversation. So it wasn't, if it came time for a tougher conversation, and it doesn't have to be nuclear, right? Like, there are tough conversations military people have to have with the president. If it came to that point, you know, you're ready to have that conversation, and he knows who you are and that, you know, what you're in charge of.
Did you ever look inside that bag? Did you know what was in there? I imagine you must have.
Right. Yes, you have access to the bag. You're in charge of that.
What's in there?
Well, you know, there are things you can't say, so this would be one of those things.
It's not a bologna sandwich, is it?
Probably not, no. So it's sensitive, right? And so we don't talk about what's in the bag or much about it, but, you know, it helps you take care of the country is what I would say.
Is it heavy?
It can be, yeah. So we would sometimes put it in a backpack if we were going to go a very long way with it. Usually, though, you're just walking from the helicopter to the car or the car to the hotel.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about your race, if we can, in just a minute. Matt Masdom will be back, candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District of Michigan.
This is Chris Buck with Michigan Reimagined Podcast. And when it comes to managing your finances and planning for your future, I suggest you contact my friends at Wagoner Financial. Whether you're just getting started, getting ready to retire, or anywhere in between, Wagoner Financial can help you make smart financial decisions. Don't navigate a complex problem on your own. Wagoner has the expertise to help you feel confident that you're making the right financial choices. Contact an advisor by calling 517-853-3367 or visit their website at wagoner-financial.com.
Our path to a top 10 state is only as strong as our strength of commitment. It's time to compete to win. When we do better by our kids, invest in people, accelerate our economy, and get the fundamentals right, we will feel a powerful wind in our sails that will move Michigan forward. That's a top 10 state. Business Leaders for Michigan is the state's business roundtable. We're committed to make Michigan more competitive. Time to be bold, Michigan. It's time to compete to win.
When it comes to healthcare costs, we often focus on one thing: our insurance premiums. But what if we're only seeing part of the picture? The truth is, our health insurance costs reside downstream, at the end of the cost equation. But to really understand what's driving up costs, we need to look upstream to the healthcare system itself. Upstream, there are costs like the prices charged by hospitals and doctors, and the cost of prescription drugs, healthcare administration, and technology. These costs flow downstream, directly into your health insurance premium. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is advocating for a system-wide solution to address the rising cost of health care. Blue Cross knows that health care is personal, needs to work for everyone, and affordability matters. And that starts with shedding light on the entire cost equation, from upstream costs to downstream premiums. Want to learn more? Visit miBlueDaily.com/affordability.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at LinkedIn.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws.
Captain America is the name of the cat of Matt Masdom and his wife Laura and their family in mid-Michigan. He is a retired Navy SEAL, and we could talk for hours about that, but let's talk about the fact that he's decided to throw his helmet in the ring and run for Congress. And I guess what we're seeing here is that there is a poll route right now that shows if the election were today, Congressman Tam Barrett versus Matt Masdom might have a surprising result. Give me the skinny. Break the news right here, if you would, sir.
Right. Thank you. I'm happy to be back. Yeah, it shows me up 4 points by Tom Barrett. So I would be beating Tom Barrett by 4 points. And there's some other, you know, kind of surprising things, but good. It has me doing very well with primary voters who see my bio and didn't vote for Kamala Harris, right? And has me really doing well with that group of people. So this district, Michigan 7, is one where you really have to be in the middle. And it's one where you want to be able to take care of everybody. And it rewards veteran service. You know, that's fantastic. And it lets me be the veteran that I am. And so I think it kind of shows people that the votes Tom Barrett has taken have made things more expensive for us. And it makes him a little more of a politician and me the veteran.
Veteran against veteran in this case. And do you have a primary opponent or no?
There's a couple, yes.
Oh, okay.
And this poll is great for that because it shows how much better I connect with primary voters and swing voters. So it was a big number, which was encouraging to see.
The FBI is saying that Dearborn terror plot suspects might have been planning an attack at Cedar Point, the amusement park on Lake Erie down there in Ohio. Given your background in the military and your service in the Middle East, how scared are we that an attack should come from within like that? And I think those were sort of homegrown would-be terrorists, weren't they?
I believe they were. I saw the headlines, too, and I read the article. It seems like the FBI did a great job. And so I'm encouraged by, you know, our police and our, you know, first responders and particularly our investigative agencies to make sure those things don't happen. So I'm a strong supporter of police and FBI, and it's really good to see that they thwarted that attack if it was going to happen.
If you go to the House of Representatives, won't you find it frustrating that the entire Congress of the United States is now being poured scorn on by the people of America because they can't come to an agreement that doesn't result in a government shutdown and people getting half of their SNAP payments and airports, having people working without getting paid, et cetera, and so forth. Won't that feel frustrating to be only one in a giant machine where you're kind of along for the ride?
I will say that as a citizen, I'm frustrated. You know, it is really difficult to see this stuff happening, and it makes you mad, and it kind of makes you frustrated and scared. And so we want to see things do better, and that's why I'm running. I want to get in there and make a difference, right? So it's one of those things where I spent my whole life defending the country, and I want to continue to serve, and I want to make life better for people. So I don't like the way it is now. I think America can do a little better. But I think this shutdown is really about healthcare and making sure people have access to it, and it's important. So I don't want to see healthcare costs go up. I want to see people have access to healthcare. That's important. And the big bill, I think, did a lot of damage there. It's making things more expensive, and it's kicked people off of Medicaid. And so that's scary, and it hurts. And I don't want to see people's, you know, bills go up by $5,000. If you're on a fixed income, that would hurt a lot. And so in a lot of cases, I think people just won't have health care, and that's not okay.
Very often a midterm election like the one you would be elected in, if you are, is painted as a referendum on the president. And there are people very eager to do that right now with Donald Trump. But also I wonder, too, is it going to be a referendum on the person that seems to be the most popular in the Democrat Party right now, and that is Zoran Mondami, the new mayor of New York? Is this going to be Trump versus Mondami? And are you concerned about being painted into, you know, a socialist position in an election?
You know, New York has its own politics. I don't think New York has ever been reflective of the country. And a Michigan Democrat and a Michigan voter is way different than somebody in New York City. So I'm not worried about being painted into any of that because we're reasonable people here in Michigan. So, I think people voted for President Trump because they voted for change, and some of the change they don't like. You know, if I talk to people and say, are things more expensive or less expensive than last year? Everybody can feel in their gut that things are more expensive, whether it's healthcare or housing or just prices, right? Like electric bills are way higher, and not because we're using more electricity, but because it costs more. And so, and wages aren't going up as fast as prices. And I think people don't like that. And I think you're seeing that change come in this last election to include places like the governor of New Jersey and Mikey Sherrill, the governor of Virginia and Abigail Spanberger. And those, you know, it's nice to see veterans rewarded. It's nice to see people with good ideas rewarded. And I think the country's still looking for change, and they don't like prices going up. And I don't like it either.
Are you saying the people that elected Mondami are not reasonable?
I'm not saying that at all. No, I'm saying New York has its own set of New York has its own way, and so it's not the same thing as Michigan Democrat. In this district, they're tough, they're community focused, they're hardworking and family values. I expect if somebody works their whole life, that they can live a good life. They work hard. They're going to be able to retire and not stress. And that's the kind of Democrat that exists in Michigan. And that's the kind of like independent that exists in Michigan. And I want to see those people rewarded. And I don't think New York politics has any reflection on that.
He and his wife served our country. He wants to serve in Congress. His name is Matt Masdom, Democrat from the 7th. Retired Navy SEAL. Thank you.
Looking for your next sunny getaway? Whether it's to your favorite theme park, relaxing beach time, a golf trip, or just feeling the sun on your face, Breeze Airways has you covered with convenient nonstop flights from Lansing's Capital Region International Airport to sunny Orlando and Fort Myers. Travel with ease by visiting flybreeze.com or by downloading the Breeze app. Fly Lansing on Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Save a good deal more this holiday season with Meijer brand hot deals. Enjoy big savings with Meijer brand ingredients and make your festive Thanksgiving meal even better. Like cans of Meijer cut green beans for 49 cents each, Meijer turkey stuffing mix for 99 cents, cans of Meijer 100% pure pumpkin are just $1.09 each, and Meijer chicken broth is 69 cents. Shopping for holiday meal essentials is a good deal better at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all deals in the Meijer app.
Do you want free internet forever? Yeah, we thought so. That's why Spectrum is giving you just that. Free fiber-powered internet forever when you switch and get four mobile lines from Spectrum. No internet bills, no taxes, no late fees. Just fast fiber-powered internet. Call 833-901-0178 to find out how. But hurry, this deal won't last forever. Once more, 833-901-0178. Or visit spectrum.com/freeforever to learn more.
Lemonade sings a pet insurance customer review.
My new puppy swallowed a bone, still a good boy though. And boy, was I glad that I had Lemonade. I was paid back quickly and efficiently. Everyone was so nice. Get this pet insurance.
And get a quote at lemonade.com/pet.
The Tigers' Den is right here.
This one's gone!
Catch the fever of Detroit Tigers baseball all season long while you're on the go.
Way back and gone!
Never miss another pitch again on Lansing's exclusive home for Detroit Tigers baseball, 1240 WJIL. Find game times and more in the Lansing Sports Network app.
Powered by Hager Fox Heating and Cooling and Grosbeck Golf Course.
The Tigers' Den is here in Lansing on 1240 WJIL.
Mr. Cuthbert, I guess after we talked about it yesterday, ironically, we got the news now that the Wolverines and the Broncos are not going to open the season in Germany after all. They're going to play that game September 5th in Michigan Stadium as originally scheduled, and Ward Manuel said they did an exhaustive evaluation, looked at all the factors, and decided that they should keep the game here at home, even though they have fans and alumni around the globe. The Wolverines and Broncos, who are, of course, in Kalamazoo, WKZO there, have met seven times, and the Wolverines have won all of them, starting back in 1943. Kansas and Arizona State are going to play at Wembley Stadium in September of next year, but the Wolverines are going to keep it home.
Yeah, and you know what? The site scouting for something like this, it probably wouldn't take that much because the NFL actually has a game this weekend, believe it or not, in Germany. It's in Berlin, and it will be the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Indianapolis Colts. So there is a ready-made place ready to host a game like that, but that's a long way to fly for an in-state game, so I guess keeping it at the big house is perfectly fine when it comes to all of that. This is going to be a weird weekend for college football fans in the state of Michigan because everybody is on a bye except for Eastern Michigan as they host Bowling Green. So I guess if there was ever a time for the cider mill raking the leaves or whatever it may be, this might be it. Then on Sunday, of course, you have the Lions taking on the Washington Commanders. This will be the late game on CBS, not a national broadcast. Jim Nantz will not be on the call, so don't worry about that one. And the Lions are favored. Washington is struggling, to say the least. They've lost their quarterback, and they've lost a few other players. So we will see when it comes to that. Thursday night football tonight. This could be a blowout as the Las Vegas Raiders take on the Denver Broncos. This game is in Denver. The Broncos are a good team, and the Raiders are terrible. I think that's how you put it. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Vex Trailer Superstore.
With Marathon Rewards, you'll earn on every fill-up, which is amazing news for every kind of driver out there. Whether you're a wait-forever-to-filler-upper, a routine topper-offer, a relentless road tripper, an occasional commuter, or just a regular old point A to beer, everyone can earn rewards and save up to $1 a gallon. And you can join Marathon Rewards online, through the app, and even at the pump, making signing up easy for every kind of signer-upper. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I had that dream again. My small business needs someone to fulfill orders, but I don't use LinkedIn, and I hire wrong. So our orders get all backed up. We're drowning in paperwork, then actually drowning. Careless fighting off sharks with a stapler, and pirates are pillaging the office copier, and then I wake up. Don't let hiring nightmares ruin your dreams. LinkedIn Jobs new AI assistant goes beyond the resume using unique insights to deliver a smarter shortlist. Get 50% off your first job post at linkedin.com/skill offer. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Chris Schoppe, owner of Schoppe's. For 42 years, our family has been providing you the best John Deere products and services in the industry. One of the things I'm most proud of is when you come to Schoppe's, you are buying more than a piece of equipment. It's a commitment from our Schoppe's family to yours to support you after the sale and be there when you need us. So the next time you're in the market for a John Deere tractor, a Gator, or a mower, come see us at Schoppe's and experience what we call the Schoppe's difference.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
From the Price Right RV Studios,
Lansing's Big Talker. Big Talker. 1240 WJIM, Lansing.
The Town Square Media Station.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. When she retires next year, she will have been in Congress for nearly 40 years. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced this term will be her last.
I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
That from a video message released today, ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Washington with more.
Announcing she'll retire at the end of this term, Nancy Pelosi will forever hold a place in history as the first woman to be elected Speaker of the House. Now 85, she spent nearly four decades in Congress and developed a record of remarkable effectiveness on the House floor. That record includes passage of the Affordable Care Act, the Dodd-Frank financial reforms, and the repeal of the ban on gays in the military. Pelosi left her role as leader of her party in 2023, and Democrats gave her the honorary title, Speaker Emerita.
Most members of Congress have not been working amid the government shutdown, but they are still getting paid. Air traffic controllers also working, not getting paid. For now, because so many of them have called out sick or are being forced to take other jobs, the FAA has announced flights will be reduced at 40 airports beginning tomorrow. The death toll from the Louisville Airport UBS cargo plane crash has risen to 12. ABC's Alex Perez has more from the scene.
Did everybody make it out? No. What do you mean, no? No!
Horrifying dash cam video capturing the moment the plane falls from the sky, leaving a trail of flames. About 100 firefighters extinguishing the blaze, most of the fuselage gone. Authorities have recovered the plane's black boxes, which will be key to the investigation. The rescue operation now pivoting to recovery. Officials anticipating the death toll will rise.
Elon Musk waiting for the results of today's decision by Tesla shareholders on a new pay package that could result in him becoming the world's first trillionaire. You're listening to ABC News.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. A third Dearborn man has been arrested and charged for his involvement in an alleged terrorism plot that the conspirators had hoped would kill hundreds of people on Halloween. Ayub Esmail Nasser is the latest of five men so far arrested for their involvement in the plot. Earlier Wednesday, law enforcement announced the arrest of two New Jersey men in that state in connection with the planned terrorist attack. Nasser had purchased a rifle and practiced shooting firearms at a gun range in Michigan. In addition, Nasser was part of a group of men who scouted potential targets for their attack. One of the locations included Ferndale and a strip of bars that were known to attract LGBTQ members. They also searched areas in the Midwest as potential spots for the attack. Hagerty Insurance in Traverse City is ending remote work. David Barr has that story.
Hagerty Insurance, one of Traverse City's largest employers, has begun notifying employees of plans to move on from its remote work model. Hagerty employees who live within driving distance of the company's downtown headquarters will be expected to be in the office 3 days a week starting early next year. The move is expected to bring some 500 workers back to downtown Traverse City. David Barr, Michigan News Source.
A United Kingdom-based company wants to build a $120 million data center in downtown Lansing with the potential to provide hot water for downtown buildings and provide more than $1 million annually for city purposes. Lansing leaders gathered this week at Bellwether Public Relations to promote Deep Green's plans for a two-story, 25,000-square-foot, 24-megawatt data center on less than an acre along Kalamazoo Street between Cedar and Larch. The site is now a city-owned parking lot. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.